I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Fempire strikes back. Badass Women's Hour XL on Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Badass Women's Hour XL with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton. So it is our balls up coming up. Natalie, you've got the first one. What is going on with you?
My balls up is winter's coming.
We're not there yet. We're literally like 2 weeks into autumn.
I'm very excited about it. I love winter.
Okay. First of all, this is my balls up. So you can just get back on your perch for a minute.
Okay, sorry, bye.
There was a day earlier this week, I think. It was freezing. I don't know what happened, but it was freezing. And I left in my summer gear and it was cold. But it's getting darker. Mm-hmm. It's not as bright in the morning. And it's that transition bit where you just feel a bit, the summer's gone and the seasons are changing and it was back to school season. Thinking about, before you know it, there'll be Christmas things in shops.
It's 100 days to Christmas, by the way.
Oh, good Lord. But yeah, so there'll be Christmas things in shops. And I'm not ready for it yet. I still feel like I should be halfway through the year because there's so much more that I need to do. So the feeling that the year's nearly over, even though it's coming up to my birthday season, I'm not happy about it. I'd like to.
Well, you said you're not ready for it yet. And it's like, we're like mid-September.
There will be decorations in the shops soon. And it will. When do the clocks go back? In 3 weeks?
A few weeks, yeah, October.
It's just I'm not ready for it. It's making me feel a bit maybe morose. October the 28th, the clocks go back. So there's a little bit more time. Not melancholy, just a bit kind of...
I know what you mean. It's sort of that descent into winter, isn't
yeah.
it? I am with you.
We're
I'm
not
trying
halfway
to be positive,
through the year anymore.
Yeah.
It's back to school.
Emma, what do you do to kind of hold on to a bit of positivity and energy in winter? Because we do, you know, our bodies are designed to go into hibernation mode. What do you do to counteract that?
Do you know what? I'm actually working on a life goal to be semi-nomadic. I really, really want to spend my May to September in London and then the rest of the year somewhere else. So probably in Australia with my sister and then, I don't know, maybe a right point on the equator somewhere. But yeah, because I just feel like this day and age, you don't have to stay in the UK. You can get like an Airbnb, right? Go and spend January in LA or something.
Yeah. So do you know what I actually think the anxiety is? For me, the worst months of the year are January and February.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is dark. It's cold. It's grey. No one's saying yes. Everyone's skin.
Yes, yeah, true. It's
and
true.
I think the realization that winter is coming is for me a realization that two months of the year that I generally do not like are approaching.
How are you going to reframe those months? That's what your coach would say. They'd be like, how are you going to reframe that into a more positive life experience, Natalie Campbell?
Reframe them onto a beach, but I can't actually do that.
Oh, so what are you going to do? Be miserable for 2 months?
I don't know.
I mean, Saturday nights here are going to be a joy.
I want it to be July. Look, before we started the show, so these two think I'm joking. When I start, I brought in a candle today because winter's coming and I need to feel cozy.
And you need to set fire to your cheat sheet.
The producers might be listening. So I want twinkles. I want twinkles that we can bring in at the start of
I'm
the show and make
twinkles
it cozy.
Next week. I told you that.
I'm going to bring in a blanket. I'm going to start bringing back my red wine. You know, I need these things to get through
Saga,
life.
Saga, if you're looking to sponsor the show, do get in touch. Maybe you can go on a Saga cruise.
It's not an age thing. It's just, do you know what it is?
I do. So I would say if you don't already, you need to take and then up your vitamin D.
I've got a spray, a mouth spray, an oral spray.
So yeah. Take more of it during December, January, February, because as the lights go, and then we wonder why we're tired. And part of the reason we're tired is because we have vitamin D deficiency. So that's the first thing.
And I'm already deficient, so.
The other thing that Emma's really right about, which is like, how do you make January positive? Well, I always look for who do I know who's got birthdays? What can I organise?
It's your birthday.
No, my birthday's end of December, New Year's Eve.
You start the year on a high.
No, I start it on a double whammy of, oh my God, I'm a year older and I haven't achieved any of the things I said I was going to achieve last year. But I think thinking about what can you book in already that'll give you something to look forward to in those months. And then, practical point, all weather is good weather if you have the right clothing.
Oh, I remember that. I remember being in the Lake District and overhearing some couple going, there's no such thing as bad weather, Marlene. Bad clothing.
But it's boring but true. Boring but true, ladies. Get a great coat. I went shopping the other day for some all my wintered gear. I was like, I just want to feel like I'm ready to be snuggly and warm and not have to worry that I'm going to be too cold.
That doesn't help. It's going to get returned to that point. Everyone knows it. Where you wake up to go to work and it's dark and you come home and it's dark.
Have you got one of those sun lamps?
I do. They don't help. I bought one, a Lumina. Yeah, they don't.
Babe, I don't know what else to suggest.
Doesn't really help.
Don't know what's going to get
you through. Hibernation.
You
could just be like a little hedgehog.
Flight to Miami in January.
Do it. I'll join you there on my way back from Australia.
Start the day in start the year in some bright, good weather and maybe plan in. I don't know, maybe Jan, Feb are the months where I do a lot
winter
of long
sun.
Weekends.
Winter
yeah.
sun, get some good deals as well that time of year.
I can be somewhere else that's cold. So I can go to Copenhagen because it's twinkly, right? Every Nordics, they know how to do winter.
Yeah.
Bit of twinkle. Actually, that's, I think, sorry, plan I've cracked it
trips.
Myself. You two didn't help.
We said plan stuff.
I said I'd come to Miami with you in January. so ungrateful.
So rude. Emma, what is your balls up for this week?
So my balls up is about a feeling that I've had lately about taking up space. So I previously have done lots of talking, lots of ranting, making lots of feminist points. And I've done less of that lately, which has been a conscious decision. But a couple of times I've been asked to speak lately at events and I've declined because I have this overwhelming feeling that I am taking up space that somebody else should have. That also, since doing the show, and that I feel I understand things differently, I would say that I'm getting a deeper insight about my feminism. And I think very much my feminism was just about white gender. Mm-hmm. And now I'm seeing the different strands of that and challenges women of colour have. And I'm feeling like I don't want to do any talks. And I'm feeling like I don't want to... I feel like I'm taking up space that somebody else should be taking. And I feel like my conversation's probably moved on. And maybe what I was ranting about a couple of years ago, I don't feel that I can stand up and say.
Like what?
I haven't got anything specifically, but I don't know. I'm just not comfortable with talking.
Do you
Who
think
says you have to?
Well, it's true. We don't. Yeah.
Could you offer that space to someone else?
I mean, I invariably do quite a lot, actually, even more so now. And I definitely, so I have an inclusion rider. I won't speak on a panel that is all white. And I've stepped down from probably about 4 panels since January because of that, which is good and the right thing to do. But yeah, I don't know. Someone asked me to speak the other day and I was just like, do you know what? I'd love to, but actually no, I wouldn't. And I don't feel like I'm adding something to the conversation. I feel like there's people out there who are now better placed to move the conversation forward, and maybe what I'm saying now was really relevant a couple of years ago, and maybe I feel that there's a different narrative that needs to come through that's not from me.
Can I just do a sort of a put my own judgment and back to me on yeah. this spin, because I know exactly what you mean, a similar feeling. But I think it's because we have this show, and every Saturday I get to voice my opinions and share stories about things that I think are important and share my own worldview. And so when someone, and so before we had this show and before we had 3 hours to do this, I would take any opportunity to stand on a platform and say the things that I thought were important. Whereas now, actually, I have the space to do that. Mm-hmm. And I also realized before, when you speak every now and then, you almost feel like a bit of an expert. I am not an expert in anything other than entrepreneurship, maybe. I'm probably more of a generalist. I can have an opinion and I can, you know, reason with sides and formulate something. And this show's also made me realize that I don't have the depth of knowledge on feminist topics, and I don't have the depth of knowledge on politics or sport or any one thing. And so when I'm asked to speak on a platform as an expert, I'm like, actually, that's not how I feel anymore.
Yeah,
but I did before the show.
Yeah, maybe you're right, because there is that whole thing, isn't there, about the more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
Yeah.
And I think this show for me, you know, we've been going 2 years now, and the breadth of guests that we've had on the show, the conversations that we've had, the arguments that we've had, like tonight, but they've all just given me these.
Are you
like,
going to go away and learn from our argument tonight? Can you go and do some reading about it? Thank you.
She did join the Women's Equality Party.
Yeah, I did. I did after last week. I did, and it was just pure laziness, but I've joined now. Okay. So, yeah, I think maybe there is something there as well. I feel, one, that there's other people who've got more interesting narratives and they should be taking those spaces, and, you know, and then I do think there is something about this show in terms of you do meet so many, we've had some incredible conversations on this show.
Yeah.
And I think you're right, there's a bit like that, I just realise how much I don't necessarily know, and I feel much more like a sponge that needs to learn again. And like,
can you flip it into a privilege and say, actually, every time I get here, I might be tired when I get here,
privilege.
But it's a privilege to be able to do this.
It's a privilege to do this, but also it's a privilege that we, you know, decide what goes on the show. That's a total, like, yeah, absolutely. So anyway, so that's kind of my balls up, really. It's not really a balls up, is it? It's just me being,
what say you?
So,
well, I mean, I think if you don't want to do something, don't do it. You know,
it's not that I don't want to do it. I feel uncomfortable about doing it. That's what it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know, it's different. So for me, I would feel totally comfortable going and talking about feminism. Always, because I feel like all I've done is study it and write about it and think about it for 6 years now.
Yeah.
7 years. So, but if somebody asked me to go and talk about entrepreneurship in Brazil or Matt Goss, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing either of those. Yeah, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing either of those, because actually I don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
And a really important lesson I learn is, know what you know and don't be kind of dragged into talking about something that you don't. And I was once. It was a massive mistake. It went really horribly wrong. And I was like, this is an important lesson that I have learned. Not going to talk about that again.
Stick to your topic.
And if there's a topic that you're really interested in that you know you don't know enough about, then that's okay. Go learn. Right? Go learn. Go ask. What I would say, though, is I think there's space. There is so much space. And I think part of the important thing is to highlight people who do brilliant stuff, to make space for other people. And to also say, this is what I know about and I'm happy to talk about it. I think that's fair enough. If you don't want to talk about it, babe, don't talk about it.
Well,
Turn off if they offered you 10 grand.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then if they're paying me 10 grand, I'm accepting that money because I know that
I'm going to, and
I'll be adding value. I just feel like, I don't know. I think there's just people out there who've got more interesting things to say than me when it comes down to it. And I know when it's my time to just step down until I have got something more interesting to say. So maybe it's that.
Well, I find you very interesting every week.
Oh, thanks, babe. Yeah. Thanks. Listeners, do you find me interesting? They are going to put a poll out on Twitter.
I'm Matt Goss, maybe. Is ever interesting?
Yes. No. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This has been the Badass Women's Hour podcast with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton. If you want to hear more from us, you can come follow us on social media at Badass Women's Hour, HR, or leave us a review and tell us how much you love us. We really need to feel the love. 5 stars should do it.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.